This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol. The question of the day here was simple. Now what? After the House failed on a vote of 222 to 203 to override the president's veto, the focus was on where Democratic congressional leaders go from here. Wisconsin Democrat David Obey, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, says the ball is in the president's court.
I mean, we can't compromise with ourselves. I want to know what he's going to agree to give up.
It's his turn to lay something on the table.
By all accounts, the president did not lay anything on the table today. The idea gaining the most traction in Congress is for a bill that puts in benchmarks or goals that the Iraqi government must meet. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told reporters today such a measure might call on the president to report every 30 days on what progress, if any, is being made meeting those benchmarks. But, and this is a sticking point with some Democrats, there would be no consequences if the goals were not met. Hoyer said Democrats will have two other opportunities to influence Iraq policy, one on the defense authorization bill that shapes Pentagon programs, and the other on the annual defense spending bill for the next fiscal year. While Democrats lost this battle over a timetable for leaving Iraq, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said any Iraq spending bill for the remainder of this fiscal year must still contain a number of other requirements.
It takes care of the troops, that has language in it, that has the Iraqis take care of their own country, and transitions the mission that is now ongoing, and finally shows a reasonable way to end this war. That's our message to the president.
Reid and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell meet tomorrow with White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton in the first attempt to shape that measure. Congressional leaders want to send the next bill to the White House by the Memorial Day recess at the end of the month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.